Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petrzelka.
And Jan, we are at the first week of spring.
No
way. Can you believe it? Yep. It's finally here. March 21st. So
that's like 3 months of the year are almost over.
Exactly. And I know that Master Gardeners and Extension have been out going around town, educating the public, and we're still continuing to do that as well. So you want to make sure we're partnering up this year with the City of El Paso Libraries. And we have several different talks going around town at different libraries, different topics, different outreach for either youth and their families. We're doing a reading of some books, Tops and Bottoms, one of our favorite gardening book for children's story time, or we're doing fairy gardens or container gardens. So you need to make sure that you check our website, our Facebook, our Eventbrite. I mean, we're all over on different platforms, and we hope that you take advantage for these educational programs at your local library, or if you're across town doing something else, drop in and visit with us, because they're really great opportunities to be able to get out there and meet other gardeners in your area and get some great gardening research information from Master Gardeners.
And not only that, if you've never gardened before and you're thinking, maybe that's something I want to do, that's another topic that we're trying to concentrate on some places, is that, you know, just some general information and how do I get started? I think people get frustrated because they don't know where to start. And we can really help you with that. We always recommend that you start small. Don't try and plant a farm, the first time out of the bag and so forth and so on. So all those things are really there, and we'll be out with lots of valuable information, websites, handouts that we can give you to get you started.
And we're going to get ready
spring garden. Yeah.
Exactly. And we'll be answering your questions live next week on our Good to Grow show.
Absolutely. Forgot
about that. Yeah, exactly. And then on April 4th, educational booth at the Eastside Discount Nursery from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then mark your calendars, because the Rose Garden is going to be in full bloom before you know it. And that Rose Garden open house is scheduled for Sunday, April the 19th, from noon until 3 o'clock. So we tell you this well in advance, so you can make sure to mark your calendars. Save the dates. We will make sure to remind you on our upcoming show, but there's a lot of things going on, and we're going to talk a little about trendy things happening. I know that before the show, we had both of our phones out, and we're scrolling our photo albums, and we're looking on certain our Instagram platforms. By the way, we're at EP Master Gardener, if you want to follow us on Instagram as well. But we definitely see the resurgence of an interest in houseplants.
And it was really interesting, because Denise shared some really cool articles with me, and I am just fascinated with the fact that our millennials have really taken a tremendous interest in houseplants and, decorating with them and perking up their apartments. They may not be ready to be buying houses and stuff. So, they say, well, this is my home. I want to make it cozy and comfortable and of course, you don't have to sell me on it, because that's what plants do. They really, you create a sanctuary almost for yourself. And so I think it's really exciting that our young people are excited about growing green stuff,
right,
inside or out.
Exactly. I see that all over on apparel or accessories, on purses and whatnot. And I see a lot of things. One of the most popular plants right now having a little 15 minutes of fame is the split leaf philodendron.
Oh, yes.
That guy, he's a monster.
The Monstera?
Exactly.
And it is. But it's the easiest thing. And if you say, I have a black thumb, which, by the way, does not exist. You may not be armed with information, but there's no such thing as a black thumb. And start with that split leaf philodendron, and you'll feel like, you're a horticulturist by the end of the week.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
It's a great way to be able to learn about houseplants and what are the requirements, because, we talk a lot about sun and wind and weather conditions out here in El Paso, but really you have to pay attention to what's going on inside your house. You got to know where your house or your apartment is facing, which ones are your sunny windows, to be able to really cultivate house plants as well, because our inside conditions can be a little tricky, especially when the cooler months.
Absolutely.
As well. But you definitely want to make sure that you take some good care. And that is definitely looking at some bright lights. If you have an area that has a
skylight.
Skylight, yes, exactly. And, you know, in restroom areas or in kitchen areas, I see them a lot. Great natural light to kind of be magnified for really what these plants need. And if you kind of look at them, a lot of the house plants are going to be tropical plants that are going to grow on the understory in tropical areas, so they're going to naturally get filtered light as well. But so you need to
make
sure
it works well. And I love having plants in my bathroom because there's a lot of humidity from showering and, you know, just the sink running and so forth and so on. It makes a difference. I have an orchid that's growing, and I'm not a very good orchid person, but this one's coming along nicely. So I found that to be a good place, and also a good place for violets. And if you plant those in violet pots that are unglazed, and then you fill another pot that waters from the bottom, they can be very, very happy in that. But you do have to have that good light. And I had a bit of a problem a couple of years ago because we replaced our windows, which was a really good thing. We've saved on electric bills and so forth and so on. But it also filters out a lot of the natural light. And the guy that sold them to me said, you'll never be able to grow anything inside. Well, he was wrong, because I do have things in south-facing windows, and they've done very, very well. But know, like you say, know the requirements, like we've always talked about, all of your plants, inside or out. You know, do they like more filtered sunlight, or do they like the direct whatever? And then know your orientation in your home.
Exactly.
And that makes a difference.
The great thing about houseplants, or, you know, any kind of plants that you have inside, are going to do well in a regular pot and soil mix.
Exactly.
So this is where you definitely want to get the peat-based mix that's going to have that perlite, which is those little crunchy little white
looks like popcorn
things
almost.
On there. Exactly. That's going to do really well. It's going to do also a good job of really allowing for that drainage. Mm-hmm. But you
aeration.
Too has to help. Mm-hmm. You also have to help that plant out as well, and not let any of your pots sit in the saucers for a very long time, sitting just in water, because you're going to introduce a lot of issues like root rot.
Well, and also gnats and so forth and so on. And when you water, I mean, you need to take the time and say, okay, this is my watering day. And, you know, it takes a little time. Like you say, let that water. And basic container gardening rules or regulations, if you will, apply, of course, because your plants are going to be. And so you've got to have that good drainage. You must have the good drainage. And I have saucers under everything in my house because I don't want my floors destroyed, because our water is saline and, you know, I have a lot of tile in it. And it mars the tile. So that's fine. But after the water has drained out, then be sure and empty those saucers so that you get that water out of there and you don't risk the root rot, because as many plants die from overwatering as underwatering.
Right, exactly. A lot of times having those plants sit in water too, you're also concentrating those salts for a long period of time as well. So do yourself a favor, go water your plants and then come back and then make sure that you drain them out before it gets...
And it gets stinky sometimes
too. It really does.
That water.
And let's not forget about those gnats. You mentioned gnats.
Yes.
Those are fungus gnats, and those guys really like to eat organic matter found in some of your potting soil mixes as well. And they absolutely love the moist and wet conditions. And these flies, or gnats, excuse me, you won't think anything of them until you have this explosion of population. And these little gnats are going up your nose, literally going up
really?
Your nose. On there. So the best thing you can do is pull back the water. You're watering too much. Stop it. Let whatever you have on there drain
and dry out.
And all those guys will just take care of themselves. You don't need to spray any kind of pesticide on there or do anything like that.
It's not necessary. I've heard and I've actually tried using a little bit of orange peel that's kind of nestled down in the soil. And that has worked for me as well. And I don't know what it is, if it's the...
Because you're killing the baby mites.
The acid.
Is what you're doing.
Yeah, so birth control for gnats, I guess, is what it is. But, oh, and they're awful. Just talking about it makes me just kind of shiver because, like you say, they fly everywhere. They're in your face. And one minute they're not there, and the next minute you've got, you know, the world's largest population in your living room.
Exactly.
So take care of those puppies.
And if your house plants or any other plants like that little area that they're in, they're going to grow. They're going to kind of fill up those pots as well. So if you have a nice house plant in a nice location, leave it as is. But if there ever comes a time that you either want to or you have to pot up your plant, look for some signs. If the plant itself is root bound, which means that you can kind of see in there and there's just all roots
are girdled,
and there's very little potting soil left on there, it's time to pot up. Just and I learned this the hard way many years ago. Don't go from a teeny tiny pot to a really big pot.
Two-inch increments is what they recommend, right?
Yes, exactly. Or else you're going to have a lot of issues with your soil moisture and all sorts of things. So the stepwise increase to up-potting those plants.
And some plants like to be root-bound.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to do your research along those lines, and you know, there's just a plethora of really good information out there on the web about that. And we have a whole section on our website too, on the Master Gardener website, about house plants,
and they look a lot better too. Sometimes, like your Sansevieria, mother-in-law's tongue, those guys really like it real tight.
They do,
pot, you know, and they look kind of spindly if they're.
They do, and I think they do better because they stand upright, which is what you want with that particular plant, because otherwise the leaves are going to start to fall. And that's okay because you can cut those leaves off and then you've got 16 more mother-in-law's tongue.
Exactly.
I don't know who came up with that terminology. It's
kind
of a little bit negative, but the other one they call it is the snake plant too. So
that's
one time when I say that the scientific name of Sansevieria has a nice ring to it. So
definitely.
It makes a difference.
And there's plenty of other succulents that you can pick out there as well, in addition to your house plants. And we have a lot of information on that as well. And I know that you're doing some of the library talks on container gardening, care succulents.
Talking about those things. And succulents, you were talking about trending things, and we've spoken of this many times before, and they really, and they do well. I brought a lot in during the winter because I ran out of room in my greenhouses, and they have just exploded. They're very, very happy inside. So I'm thinking I might just leave some of them, and you know, why don't mess with, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. But they still need those plants still need some fertilizer and really good care. And they'll tell you when some of the leaves will turn brown or they get that real pale yellow. And you do have to be careful because some of the signs of overwatering and underwatering are very similar. So don't forget to, you know, use a water meter or even a number two pencil. You can stick in the soil, and if you pull it out to the soil and it's all full of mud, then it doesn't need water. Otherwise, give it a drink.
Well, we've given you some tips on becoming a plant parent, and to start off with your house plant and succulent collection. We want to thank you for listening to today's show and thank Oscar Gonzalez for engineering and producing. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.